turning a red left turn arrow, leaving the seat up, reheating your fish leftovers in the office.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Whitney Young and Corey James explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
All right, here we go. Still in the studio with us, former intern, current dirtbag Nick, who we have informed has been accused, and this is a big offense, by the way, accused of savagery.
It is a big offense.
Mm-hmm. And he has no idea has done.
Let's just keep dangling it in front of me and just make me even more nervous.
You what look it? Like you could maybe...
There's just a lot of dirt out there on me.
There is. Well,
there's a lot of dirt out there, and I'm nervous what came out.
Well, yeah, you have pulled a savage move, Nick, but not to either myself nor Whitney.
Okay.
And that's why I have to bring in another former intern. Former intern, current hot mess, Breezy. Breezy, come over here. Go to that mic over there. Come around.
Such a look of like betrayal on Nick's face.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of what.
Betrayal and confusion.
Well, don't worry. We'll get to the bottom of this. And by the way, we do need your confirmation if this is indeed a savage move or a sensible move. So you can text in the Club PXY safe text line at 69822. Or you can always call us at 222-9800. Hi, Breezy. You look a little tired today. I'm going to be honest.
I'm feeling it. I did my first hosting last night.
Yeah, you're at one nightclub last night.
It was so much fun. And, you know, I have to be here kind of early in the morning.
Yeah, you help out with traffic.
Yeah, I'm a traffic reporter for CMF, so I have to be here at like 5:30-ish.
It's very early. I mean, what time? You're at 1 until, I mean, what, at least midnight?
Yeah,
1.
I got out of there at like 12:30 probably. Okay. And yeah. I live in Canandaigua, so I have to go all the way home and then come all the way back.
Okay.
So I got exactly 1 hour of sleep last night.
1 hour of sleep.
Just 1 hour.
It's too bad you couldn't have like taken the day off or anything.
I know. I asked around. I really did.
Yeah, well, you tried, sure.
But, nobody was willing to take it from me, which was so weird because they said they were going to be out of town. So, like, I'm confused.
There it is.
Like, my coworker, I asked him. I was like,
I like how she's not even looking at you or referencing that you're here.
I'm staring right at her.
Dirtbag Nick, welcome to the show, buddy. Welcome to the show.
That's fine. I don't even care about this because I got this one nailed.
Okay, all right. Again. So, Breezy asked if Nick, who also does traffic, if he could take her shift because the fact that you were, you know, up late doing the club night last night. And Nick, your excuse was, I can't, I'm going to be out of town.
Wow.
I said, I'm going out of town.
Okay.
And I am going out of town, but I just didn't want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning when I have to drive a few hours and be out of town all weekend.
Okay.
But you could come in when we asked you.
At 9 o'clock, which is way different than 5 o'clock, and you didn't even ask me.
Wait.
They didn't ask me to come.
That was us. We're not talking about us right now. We're talking about you.
Okay.
All of a sudden, not your fault.
You came.
It was aired on the radio that
Whitney
I had to be
Corey,
here.
You're just cruising down the freeway like, I'm coming, guys, and I'll get you a bagel on the way there. Where are you? You know, Nick, that's like you being like, Breeze, let's go to lunch. My treat. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then we get to lunch, you're like, oh, crap, I forgot my wallet. And I'm like, oh, that's okay, I'll pay for it, no problem. And then you're like, can we stop at the mall? I gotta get some new shoes. What the heck, Nick?
You know, so, Breezy, I am very sorry that you had to do that. I don't think I'm a savage here. I think that was a very sensible decision on my part.
Okay. Really?
To prepare for my trip.
But you're here. You're in the office.
To prepare for my trip at 9, not 5:30.
What's 3 hours?
What's 4 hours?
All right.
How much sleep did you get last night?
I got a good amount. It was nice.
I wouldn't say that if I were you. Say you slept terribly. It's not going to help out.
I mean, when Breezy comes in with last night's makeup on, you know it was a late night.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the makeup.
Oh. All right. We need you to weigh in. Club PXY safe text line at 69822. Breezy, you're not going to like this. I'm seeing some sensibles.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Do we have
sensible
calls coming?
Definitely sensible. 222-9800 if you want to call in.
So I may have lost on the fake news, but
can
I think I'm going to win this one.
Wow. Wait.
Yes.
Whoa.
Go ahead. Sure.
He came to me last week and goes, Breeze, if you ever need a shift taken, sweetheart, I got you. Just
sweetheart.
I'm more than willing to come
in for
you.
I don't say sweetheart.
He said that.
He said sweetheart?
He didn't say sweetheart. Okay. I threw that part
all right.
in.
All right, come on.
No. But I could offer to take her shifts. But obviously, if there's some pre-existing circumstances.
Where are you going?
I have to go. Oh, man, where am I going?
Oh, my God!
It sounds like a man trapped in a lie.
Only onto New Paltz. I have a
oh, God, so far.
Oh, wow.
It's a back-to-back trip where I have to prepare. I have to do all these sort of things. And whatever.
What are you taking a horse?
You don't even know where you're going.
I have to, I'm going to New Paltz and Oneonta. That's where I'm going.
Oh, wow, more sensibles coming through saying it's not his responsibility. All right, let me reset really quick.
Oh, my gosh.
222-9800, Club PXY, safe text line 69822. Savage or sensible, Breezy asked Nick if he could take her shift this morning because she worked very late last night and is on 1 hour sleep right now. He said, no, I can't. I'm going to be out of town. That was the verbiage, right? Not that I'm going out of town.
I think I said going out of town.
I'll be out of town. Yeah, I don't remember. I tuned you guys out.
Cool.
I mean, technically, you're not wrong. You will be out of town, just not during this time.
Yeah,
I didn't say that at that time, I'm not going to be in the city of Rochester.
Is it a savage move or a sensible move? All right, Chris from Hornell weighing in.
Oh, Chris, help me.
Savage or sensible?
So you need to change his name to Sensible Nick because it's totally sensible.
Oh, wow.
My new best friend, Chris. It wasn't my shift to begin with, Chris. It's not like I was the one giving it to Breezy because I just didn't feel like showing up.
There are
today.
A lot of.
Didn't feel like showing up.
Oh, God. I'm not saying you didn't feel like showing up. I'm saying it's not the reason that I did.
Oh, no.
Chris, thank you for the phone call, sir.
Yep, no problem. Bye. Right.
A lot of texts coming through and caught in the headlights.
Wow.
A lot of texts coming through and to the point of that it is Breezy's responsibility. I'm seeing a lot of that, and that seems to be attached to a lot of votes for sensible right now.
I wish they could see us interact because he was basically crawling at my feet asking me for the shifts.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All of a sudden, I just desperately need these shifts.
Let me.
I'm just being a nice guy. Hey, if you ever don't want to wake up super early in the morning and take this drive.
Friday.
The one exception. The one exception to the rule.
She took you up on it.
Yeah, I did. Real.
It's an unfortunate coincidence. Yeah, I mean, that we can all agree on. Yeah, some more texts coming through. Savage. He shouldn't have lied.
Nobody lied.
I like this one. Not savage, just stupid.
I can vouch for that. That one's okay with me.
This one's sensible because it's not his responsibility and he needs to get his sleep for driving later today. It's a matter of safety, according to
Who
that person.
Who are you going with?
Bingo. I broadcast sports for a different...
But you're going alone.
No, I'm not going alone.
So who could drive for you while you're in the passenger seat? This is crazy.
It could have been worse. Another one saying sensible. He told her from the beginning. He didn't say yes and then say he couldn't. You were up front.
He wasn't.
Like a man.
He snuck around the truth saying he was going to be out of
you
town.
You were definitely, it was a lie by omission.
Yes.
Thanks, Whitney.
So,
how's that breakfast sandwich?
Just being sensible.
How's that breakfast sandwich?
It just triggers me when you come in all free willy nilly. Hey, Whit. Hey, Core. Here's breakfast sandwiches. You get a breakfast sandwich. You get a breakfast sandwich.
Wait,
you didn't even ask me if I wanted a freaking breakfast sandwich.
Wait. Can we review what he said in the text to me last night? I'm sorry, intern dirtbag Nick. This is what you said to me, okay? Wait. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Just wheels falling off. You hear that? It's the show screeching to a halt.
Here we go. I just heard in the promo that I was coming on tomorrow, but I don't think you guys asked me yet, LOL. Either way, I'm free, so I'll be there.
Collapses.
Shot in the heart.
Damn.
That's it. You just went down like a ton of bricks.
Oh my God.
All right. Okay.
I'm free.
All right. Let's weigh in before we go to the Facebook poll for the final decision here. With it being that you are indeed going somewhere and you do need to be well rested for this trip, you know what? As much as I've crapped on you, it's sensible.
What?
I mean, it's he
Corey
is going
James.
Somewhere.
Whitney.
Yes.
Whitney.
All right. Now, here's what I think.
Whitney.
I think that despite the fact that I completely understand why you did what you did.
Oh, this is lame.
I'm all about
the butt's
honesty.
On the way.
Honesty is the best policy, and if you had just told Breezy why you didn't want to get up at 4 a.m. to come in, it was a little bit of a stretch, the truth. Twisting and molding of the truth. And then you were so available for Corey and me.
Which, Nick, I appreciate.
We appreciate.
Yeah, sure.
But nevertheless, I think it's savage.
Oh, okay.
I think it's sensible.
Well, of course you think it's sensible.
The room is split 50-50. Is there a poll up?
Yes, there is a poll up.
Always.
Do you want to check Facebook? I mean, that's how we do.
That is how we do it.
And I got to say, the poll has been really back and forth.
Ooh, it just went to 50-50 again.
Oh, okay.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, okay.
All right, hold on. We'll go after the drum roll. After the drum roll, we got to build up the tension.
I will hate everybody listening to the station.
All right.
Is this former intern
Nick a savage for saying he couldn't take Breezy's shift, even though he is obviously here right now?
Very much here and well.
52% of people say savage.
No!
The people have spoken, Nick. I don't know. I don't have to tell you, buddy. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Dirtbag.
I voted on the Twitter poll.
It's gotta hurt.
Wrong one.
No!
Could have been you. This is like someone running for mayor and forgetting to vote for themselves and losing by one vote.